Hey, this one is a picture of my little favorite pond here. Bradley Schrevenow, Thursday Thunder and the Repossible podcast. I'm super tired, jet lagged like mad. Just came back from the States, 9-hour time difference, and I'm sleeping like all over the place. This is an episode about doing the thing. And I don't care what it is. It could be travel, it could be writing, it could be the thing you're not doing. So what we did was we traveled and we went to the States. We were even only allowed in the States because my family all has US passports. Otherwise we wouldn't have been allowed to do it. And it was a hassle. We had COVID tests before we left. We had to get them, you know, within the 48 hours, but not earlier than 24 hours because you need the results to get it back to make sure it's still valid, blah, blah, blah. It was lots of hassle. I mean, above and beyond your normal travel hassles. But with all the drama and potential for nightmares, we did it. And so guess what? The travel gave me the bug. Not that bug. Not the virus bug, not the corona bug. But it gave me the travel bug. And it reminded me how much I miss travel, why I used to love doing it. You know, it's been 18 months since most of us have traveled much of anywhere. And man, I was just reminded why I do it, why it's important to me, how it changes us, how it transforms us, and why it's important for us to see other societies, other cultures, other countries, other languages, other habits, other routines, and get out of our own bubble. Now, I know maybe some of you watching this aren't able to travel out of your own bubble yet, but whenever you can, just get out of the house. Just get out and go do it. Because this travel, this happens with writing, this happens with speaking. Look at me, this is I'm at like a year and a half of doing weekly videos. Why? Because I do it just weekly. I just do it. I don't care, do I? I'm super tired. I'm super jet lagged. Do I feel like doing this today? No, but it's Thursday, so I'm gonna do it. And I'm out here doing it. And so is this my best episode ever? No. Is it my worst episode ever? Probably not. But I'm doing it. It's practice. Same with travel, same with writing, same with whatever it is you're working on. So travel, it can be like any of those things. Because we did it, because we went to the States, I got the bug again and I'm inspired again. So this morning we booked tickets to Italy, you know, and hey, I live in Europe, right? It was like a 29 euro one-way ticket to Bologna, where my son, Luca is really interested in Bologna. He's really got this Italian kick going on. He's all excited about the university. And because we all have Dutch passports, well, at least I will soon, then he's able to go to university there. So, and why did that happen? Because we travel, because we see things, because we experience different cultures in different places. You're exposed to them, opens your eyes to them, and then you can choose. Then you can say, no, I don't like that place. I don't want to go there. Ooh, I kind of like that. Hey, let's go back there. But if we're only in our bubble, only staying with what we know, we're never exposed to different cultures or ideas or projects or books or whatever it is that you're not doing. How can we get that exposure? And I think it's by doing it. So here's to jet-lagged Bradley on a Thursday, wishing you a healthy and prosperous Thursday. And hey, little Dutch kid. And for the Repossible podcast, I'm signing off for this week because guess what? I'm doing it. I'm travel. It was hard. It was a pain. It was frustrating. It was a lot of administrative paperwork. We got it done. We did it, survived it, and we're going to move forward and do more of it. And that works just for anything. Are my first books my best? No, they're probably my worst. But you know what? I did them and they're done, moved on, and improved. So can go with anything. Make it happen. Get out of your bubble. Get out of your house. Go enjoy if you can, if you're allowed, if you're able, and keep it Repossible, keep it frosty, and see you next week. Bye.